You may have seen Annie Fino peeking around in the local dumpsters.
My scrounge master friend, she kind of taught me. And what kind of tools you need, you know, gaff hook, grabber, little stool, and a stick to hold the lid up so it doesn't hit you in the head. And that has happened to me before. It hurts.
Dumpsters are a part of her daily routine.
You know, it took me a little bit of getting used to digging in dumpsters because I thought, what do people think of me? But I don't care anymore. And they see it and they, I don't know, some people think it's just gross, but you just get tough.
If you've seen her and wondered, what is she doing? The answer is that she's looking for supplies for her next project.
Wire, I collect that wire because I use that on mobiles sometimes. And there's another mobile with bones. Some of them have been dyed. I guess probably just the green ones. I like the ones that are like this, you know, weathered. And look at this big cobweb.
She got these bones after a mink killed her chickens. So naturally she thought, hey, I'll make a mobile out of that. She's an expert at repurposing things and not just things that were once inside a living animal.
See, these are all shoe soles that I can make into signs like this. This one says welcome and that one says go away.
What could have been trash, she makes completely new with just a few strokes of paint. And some things take a lot more than that.
And if you girls ever want to come by and get that, get your picture taken in the brazen brassiere.
It's a huge bra embellished with beads, tassels, and ribbons. And she clearly enjoys seeing people wearing it.
See, this is an album of people wearing it. Men and women, and Doc Davenport's in here, and there's Dan. He wanted a haircut, and I told him, you get your picture taken in the bra, and you can have a haircut.
Her art has made a lasting impact on the community, winning acclaim at various fairs and competitions, not to mention her coveted gumdrop dolls.
And this is one of the gumdrop dolls I was telling you about. And this was, his name is King Deuter, Herky Deuter. He's number 794. But like I said, I've made almost 6,000, and they're all different.
These are bean-filled, gumdrop-shaped dolls with a variety of faces and personas.
My mom was a doll collector. As I was growing up, she was always gave me for gifts unusual dolls. I really liked dolls, but not just the ordinary ones, not the kind you see nowadays.
Born and raised in Portland, Oregon, Annie married her husband Dan in 1971. He was a logger, so they moved from logging camp to logging camp, eventually leading them up to Alaska, and then settling in Wrangell. There wasn't much for Annie to do at these camps, except raise her family and begin what would become a lifelong pursuit of art.
Up here, you just, you know, free art supplies. Driftwood, shells, and rocks, and...
You know, but there's no art store here. You know?
I don't need an art store. I got dumpsters too, you know.
Annie describes this style of work as folk art.
Just using your own imagination and using what you have, making up your own rules.
Annie has an eye for taking the ordinary and turning it into something extra. She makes nearly all her art by using things anyone could find, on beaches, at garage sales, and yes, sometimes even in dumpsters.
I don't know. I see so much junk in the dumpsters that I think, gee, why do people throw so much stuff away? But, you know, they don't know what to do with it, so throw it away.
But what is this eye, this gift she has?
Well, it's extra special. That's all I can say. It's not, supernatural or anything.
Here's her husband, Dan.
She's just an artist.
What does that mean?
I think it means something to everybody that is an artist, but it's different for each person. I don't know. Some people are real inclined to see, you know, colors. Other people are inclined to see geometric objects, or, you know, some people are inclined to see natural things, you know, that grow in nature, leaves, starfish, whatever. She sees a lot of all of those things.
We asked Annie if there was a way to teach others this specific way of looking at things, but she said, in the end, you just have to follow your own interests. She doesn't care what people think, whether it's about digging in dumpsters or the significance of her work. In her own words, you get tough. In Wrangell, I'm Laura Helgeson.